Pianist Dan Ruskin won't say how old he is, but you might say he came over on the Mayflower.
The Mayflower Hotel, that is. It's the Plymouth Rock Watering Hole in D.C., sitting in the midst of the powerful K Street corridor of lobbyists and D.C. money. It's the symbol of the modern capital. Dan Ruskin's wide stride and wider memory can bring back presidents, Roosevelt, Truman, or Kennedy. National Archives, meet Mr. Swing.
You got to play the room. You're not playing the piano, you're playing the room. So you say, well, what kind of music was popular when that guy was 18? That girl over there. And then you kind of go back and you say, well, that would be 1962 or 1971 or 1948.
Obama campaigned on change we need. Dan Ruskin can tell you the small change stories of the Capitol's various tippers. He can give you tips on political stories no reporter gets and talk about some changes he could have done without over the many decades he's played the Mayflower.
When Jimmy Carter was in, nobody drank because Carter didn't drink. And so we went from the two martini lunch, we went to orange juice, and everybody put on cardigan sweaters.
Ruskin can tell you how President Harry S. Truman called the hotel Washington's second best address, or that J. Edgar Hoover lunched here every day for 20 years. Room 776, that's where Franklin Delano Roosevelt penned his first inaugural speech. Something about the only thing we have to fear.
Is room 871, where Ruskin will remind you that's where Governor Elliot Spitzer went to pretend he wasn't New York governor for a while. And as for what was the room where former Mayor Marion Barry smoked crack, or where Kennedy mistress Judith Exner bedded down, those numbers are hazier. Monica Lewinsky, though, gave her famous testimony against President Clinton in the presidential suite. And Ruskin is at his best when he's presidential.
Some of these politicians, you know, everybody's always bowing and scraping to them, so they have this feeling of entitlement. And whenever Richard Nixon would come into the room, he'd scoot you off the piano bench. You'd have to step aside because he wanted to play the piano. And he played the piano just like he did everything else, sort of like this. He was like a Nixon impersonator.
There have been plenty of changes here since Nixon. The hotel bar will soon close as part of a major renovation, but Dan Ruskin has no plans to go anywhere. He's been playing piano and watching people party for more than 50 years. Infinite parties in a two-party town.
The difference between Republicans and Democrats, oh, it's great. The waiters get together and say, oh, boy, the Republicans are coming. They're great tippers. So they wait and the Republicans come. Then they're not. And so they say, oh, boy, wait till the Democrats come in. Man, they're great tippers. And they come in. And they're not.
Come to think of it, Ruskin is less like a president than a court justice. From his humble roots in Buffalo, New York during the Great Depression, Dan Ruskin has become the supreme at the keyboard. A job for life.
I've kind of had the feeling that no matter where I go, I will immediately find work and I will immediately find satisfaction. I've been broke, and whenever I walk into a place, everybody lightens up if there's a piano. I think about playing when I'm not playing. I just play in my sleep. I love it so much that I can't possibly think of doing anything else.
Chief Justice Dan Ruskin on keyboards, playing the room. No dissents.
He's an institution at the Mayflower Hotel.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.